Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve, I think it's called a Thursday edition. I've been joined live in studio by Batman. I got Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Welcome back, Matt.
Hey, Crudy. Thanks for having me back on. Or should I call you Sweet Crudy? I love that comment last half hour.
Light Sweet Crudy. Well, I'm not light. I am sweet, though. You know, if it rains, I got to be careful. I'm so sweet it could melt. Matt. You know, we've had some crazy in our backyard over the last 10 years, but I think this specific time in history sort of defines what crazy really is all about. This Gabelman report, Gabelman, the former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, who's now the special sauce prosecutor, and he dropped a interim report. I guess it's not even the final product, Matt. You know, we get to wait for the final report. But the interim report, his recommendation was, strongly considering withdrawing our electoral college votes for Joe Biden. And I'm thinking, man, that's crazy talk. But this is reflective of the heart of the Republican Party, is it not, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, this is, they've all taken a bite of the crazy apple. I mean, and this is Voss's Frankenstein monster. He hired Gabelman. He didn't need to hire Gabelman. There are a lot of conservative lawyers out there who are more sensible, more grounded, more in the reality world than Michael Gabelman.
Yeah, but he was the right man for the job.
I don't know if he was right now, if Voss is looking himself in the mirror, because he's not helping Voss any, though Voss hired him to protect his right flank because Trump was saying, you know, you're covering up what happened in the elections, which is a joke, too. But Michael Gabelman here, what was he doing yesterday? Maybe he was trying out for being campaign manager for Tim Rampton, because what he said was two things that Rampton's campaigning on. Rampton is the legislator who wanted to recall our electoral college votes and is running for president because Donald Trump said, you're my guy. And Rampton wants to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and wants to decertify the election. Well, that's exactly what Gabelman said yesterday. Let's get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Let's decertify. But even sensible Republicans like Senator Kathy Bernier, who heads the Senate Committee on Elections, or Jim Steinke, the majority leader in the Assembly, says it's illegal. And Steinke said it would be the end of our democracy if we do that. Because look, what you're talking about, Gabelman, when you're saying you can decertify elections, is that you can throw out all the votes of Wisconsin voters and just decide by yourselves in the Wisconsin legislature, which is dominated by Republicans because of gerrymandering, who won the election. I mean, why even have an election then?
Well, hell, we almost turned it over to the Supreme Court. We were only a vote away from that. Matt, I think we find ourselves, and when I say we, I mean the Republicans specifically, they find themselves in this interesting position because Gabelman puts out this report, and now you got a binary choice. Either you support, I mean, he's your special investigator. He's your cyber ninja, your frauded expert. I mean, he's a lot of things all rolled into one pompous package.
He is pompous, too. What a pompous buffoon.
But you can either choose to agree with the Gabelman report. And let's not forget, Donald Trump said, hey, watch what Gabelman has to say. This is the opinion of Donald Trump. Of course, it was a rigged election and we should overturn the Electoral College count.
Which there's no provision to do in the U.S. Constitution or in the Wisconsin Constitution.
Or, Matt, you can choose to refute the report. But either way, I see this report as creating a fracture in the Republican Party. I'd like to get me some of that Robin Voss popcorn and have a good time and watch it play out over the political cycle.
Yeah, you know, I think Robin Voss is a loser at the end of this game. I think Gabelman is going to be a loser, too, unless he runs for Wisconsin Supreme Court again, because he's built up this right-wing base for that next spring, God forbid. But look, Robin Voss has created this monster that he can't control anymore, and he's barely able to control his own caucus right now. He's got Brangin in there and Rampton and other crazies who want to get rid of him. They were at those rallies where they were saying toss Voss, or when they were going up to his office and demanding that he does more. So I think he rues the day that he had Gabelman appointed. He rues the day that he had Janelle Brangin appointed to the head the Assembly Elections Commission when there was a decent, more moderate Republican, Tussler, Ron Tussler, there before her. He didn't need to put those two people there. He felt the pressure from Trump. He felt the pressure from the base. He felt the pressure from this constant propaganda machine on the right-wing media echo chamber. And so he bowed to that pressure, foolishly thinking he could control it because he's so smart. He is smart, but he's not that smart.
Now, do you think every Republican, especially those on the ballot, should they be pressured for their opinion? Let me, if you'll indulge me, Matt, let me read you just a couple of quick quotes. Again, early response to this Gabelman report, the interim report. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who's running for governor, says there's no clear path to decertifying the election. Eric Toney, a Republican county prosecutor running for AG, was more direct. He said there's no legal way to pull back the electoral college votes. And then there's State Rep Timothy Rantham, a state lawmaker running for governor. His takeaway was vindication.
Yeah.
I read that's his quote.
I read a press release from him yesterday that was saying that. I mean, Rebecca Clayfish's calves must be getting sore because she is tiptoeing all over this thing. How long can you tiptoe, Rebecca Clayfish?
Well, I don't know that they all should be held accountable. And we saw new polling. Charles Franklin dropped new polling, Marquette University Law School polling yesterday. And I'm not talking about the individual candidates. A lot of unknowns out there on both the Democratic and Republican side. But when you look at their attitudes, the Republicans' trust of the outcome of the last election. Now, maybe it's gotten 10 points better over the last year since the January 6th happened in real time. But there are still a hell of a lot of skeptical Republicans, and this is just going to feed their fire. Man, how can you move beyond this when, A, Gabelman's dropped the report, and, B, whether or not he's under contract, he apparently continues to work for we the taxpayers.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, this is a circus, and it's a circus. The Gabelman circus just won't leave town. Even though his contract seems to be up, he's still spinning the wheels. I mean, that's nuts.
Is the 11 grand a month, is he just need a job? Is that
I don't
thing,
know.
Do you think?
You know, he claimed he hasn't used it all, you know, but he won't show us the receipts, and he's going to have to, according to a judge's ruling yesterday. They've got and then if he doesn't have a contract, how can he still be suing, you know, the mayor of Madison and the mayor of Green Bay, or telling them that they should be behind bars, which is a joke? Monday, at the Monday hearing, he was threatening to go after the lawyers for the mayors of Madison, the mayors of Green Bay, and the mayors of the lawyers of anybody else who got a subpoena from him. I mean, that's how reckless and out of control this guy is.
Yeah, but he bragged. Tommy Thompson appointed me as a prosecutor. I mean, you got to go back a long ways if you're still looking for the vaunted Tommy Thompson appointment.
Yeah, when was that? I mean, is he going to tell us how well he did in high school sports, too, like Rampton? I mean, come on.
You know, I played in a state championship, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Yeah, whenever I can brush off glory days, I try to.
Yeah, get that Springsteen song going.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Batman. I hear he's got a new movie coming out tomorrow night. He's Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And we've truly got some weirdness and some craziness going on in our state. But let's talk about the new polling. I was a little surprised, but maybe I shouldn't be, Matt. People aren't really paying attention. I mean, our smart audience is, but overall, the vast majority of Wisconsinites, even those that call themselves Dems or Republicans, they don't even know who these people are, Matt.
And I think that helps Rebecca Clayfish in the short term running for governor, because I saw in the poll that she was far ahead of Nicholson and Rantham.
Approximately 30% for Clayfish, 8% for Nicholson, and Rantham's got 5% favorable. But he's already got 10% unfavorable, so some people are noticing.
Yeah, and so if I'm Rebecca Clayfish, I'm feeling pretty good today. And no wonder she's tiptoeing around, because she doesn't want to offend anybody who she might need to get a vote from. But, you know, I also think Democrats shouldn't underestimate Rebecca Clayfish. You know, she's going to be a tough opponent if she wins. Tony Evers, on the other hand, has some good things to talk about in that Marquette poll, too, because his numbers turned in the correct direction for him, in a positive direction. So I think it ultimately will be a tough fight. The only question for me is, will the crazies in the Republican Party turn out in that primary and give Rampton a shot at getting it from Rebecca Clayfish? That would be a shocker, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility, because we're in crazy land here.
I'm going to cheer for that outcome. I'd like to see that outcome. I do think that Rebecca Clayfish poses the most able opponent for Tony Evers. And I was encouraged to see the new polling. Tony's up. Tony's like a +9 right now in the polling, maybe +10. Now, the flip side of that is Ron Johnson is suddenly a lot less popular. Not that he was popular, but his polling is diminished. And Donald Trump, I heard him talking, you know, Tony Evers being way down on right-wing talk radio. You know, I listen, so you don't have to, Matt.
Thank you.
Talking about the fact Joe Biden's at 43 and Tony's at 50. I think he's actually at 51. But what they failed to mention is Donald Trump's at 36. And Ron Johnson ain't a hell of a lot better than that. I mean, these are really some depressing favorability ratings for Ron Johnson, who's on the ballot, and Donald Trump, who's forever trying to force himself into the public context and effectively on the ballot. So they're both on the ballot in a matter of speaking, Matt. I got to take some optimism for the blue team.
Yeah, the latest poll has been very encouraging for Democrats here in Wisconsin. You know, you got to think that maybe Tony Evers has been playing his cards right. I don't know. He's not the best, you know, most natural politician I ever saw, but he got his numbers to go in the right direction. The real question in November, though, is who's going to turn out? I mean, it's not a presidential election, and the hardcore folks tend to turn out. And if that means the hardcore righties are going to turn out, or the hardcore lefties going to turn out, we got to see that.
Yes, we do indeed. I got a fine guest. He is Batman Matt Rothschild, sticking around for one more segment. You could be a part of this big show. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back with Batman.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.